Now, returning to our oxides and hydroxides, boron hydroxide is an acidic compound. Now, this is starting to look very different. Previously, in our group 1s and our group 2s, anytime we put a hydroxide, we said we had a base. You put it into solution, it released hydroxide. In this case, this is a covalently bound compound. It does not release hydroxide. You put it into water, it reacts with the water. It pulls the hydroxide off the water. Okay, so it's now behaving as a Lewis acid, pulling hydroxide off. And now you can see why this is like a superset definition, because what happens then is that you release H+. So you see your classic Bronsted-Lowry acidity. But it's now being produced when your molecule of interest reacts with water. So where would you find your boric acid? Well, borax powder then will hydrolyze in solution, and it will give you that mixture above. Okay, now this borax is common stuff, used for killing bugs, it's used in pottery manufacture, all sorts of places. So it's a common source of boron hydroxide, which is boric acid. So trends going from group 1, group 2 to group 3, we've seen that lithium oxide is basic. Beryllium oxide with some covalent character was amphoteric. It was reacting with acids. It was reacting with bases. And now we get to boron oxide in group 3. It's now acidic. Okay, so we've got a boron hydroxide, which is acidic. We've got boron oxide, which is acidic. So the trends clearly on the left-hand side of periodic table, things are basic. As we move across into the middle, things go amphoteric. And then we move to the right-hand side, things go acidic in character for our